I like it. Oh, give it to me. Give it to me.
I don't know if it's because I've been working out or my shirts are getting smaller.
Juicy. It's so juicy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. That's what you were trying to do.
Man, that's how you do it, dude. That's how you do it.
Do it.
Some ASMR going, and that's how we.
All I could think about is
everybody's ears.
Shia LaBeouf.
They were getting ready to ASMR.
Do it. Oh yeah. Anyway, man,
how you been, man?
Well, I actually have a blinding headache that just started maybe 30 minutes before we started this show. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. Apparently, we're just gonna have to do this show telepathically because it's killing me to actually talk right now, dude. You know.
Are you talking to me?
No, are you talking to me?
Nah, man, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, that's enough for that.
Anyway, so we've got, dude, this cool thing came across my Instagram, this cool thing, like, as if I'm the only one that saw it. Like, I'm the absolute
you know what?
Only
From
person
now on,
that saw
in life, bro, I am just going to go with that energy that if I feel
I'm the
that
only
I'm,
one.
No, not even just that, though. Like, when I say something with confidence, mm-hmm. I'm just going to roll with it.
Roll with it, dude.
You never know. People
Tuck
might
and roll.
People
Calvin.
Might start hitting you up yes. and saying, shit, yes. Chaz knows everything. So
yeah, he fucking knows it all, man.
No, cosplay Brainiac or something.
No, I like when these type of things, when we have shows that we can talk about.
Though.
Side it up, dude.
How sick would it be, Pinky and the Brain cosplay?
Dude, why isn't anybody just got a couple rats together and done a Pinky and the Brain? Oh, you mean humans? You mean actual humans?
Yes, bro. Right. Cosplaying.
Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky
yes.
Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah,
bro.
Actually, that would work very well, actually, dude. Yeah. I would want to go all out, though.
No, yeah. Some
I don't
want to
do, like,
right.
little face paint, like I'm at a fucking street fair. Like, oh, my God! You know what I mean? I want to get, like, a full... That'd be kind of disgusting, though. We're, like, two... They're not... Are they rats? They're mice, right? They rats or mice?
They're lab rats.
They're lab rats. Oh, shit. They are.
Dude, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
I like when things like this come across where it's something different, man. Concept art for a 2016 open world Power Rangers game known as Project Nomad that would have been similar to like a Batman Arkham Knight style game that never quite got off the ground has surfaced. Former Saban director Jason Bischoff said, and I quote, "I had hoped to develop an ambitious open-world co-op game that captured the energy, teamwork, and history of the franchise through a fresh lens. Basically, Arkham Rangers or Gotham Knights 5 years before the Gotham Knights announcement."
Yeah.
I think it's really cool, dude.
I'm pretty sure that when he did that, he purposely wanted somebody to introduce it like that.
Yes. Oh, God. There's some concept art is really dope, and I'm sure some people have already seen it, but if you have, then you're going to hear about it again. If you haven't, then welcome to the jungle. This is
very
really
fitting
dope,
with
dude.
The first picture.
It kind of is, man.
God.
It's all right, dude. Sometimes your mouth is just full of saliva. It's just like, oh, my God, Power Rangers. It's just like, I think that this is really I think this is pretty dope, dude. Like, this is cool. You got the Red Ranger here in this one photo with the Zord, right? They're called the Zord, the Dino Zords, right?
I want to say it looks almost like a Tyrannosaurus.
It is the Tyrannosaurus Rex one. Yes.
Zord.
But it's the Zord, right?
Yeah, because they become Megazords when they unite.
Yeah, it's all of them together. I'm fucking one big one. If I had a Megazord, it'd just
one
be a
beefy
giant
meat
dick.
Wagon. You know what I'm saying?
This is really cool, though. I really dig this. You look in the background, you see like a dude. You see the dude right there? Like above the Red Ranger's head, yes, he's pointing. He's like,
this way. Nah, it looks like he's flying. Like
straight, the Red Ranger I'm saying is pointing.
I thought you meant the guy above him.
Yeah, I talked about the guy on top, and then I instantly did not let you comment on it, and I just started talking about the Red Ranger. So let's go back.
Hey, you see the guy? I'm doing a solo pod today.
You see the guy floating in up top of the Red Ranger?
Yes, sir. The guy that looks like he got blown up.
Red Ranger, you see him pointing like he's fucking Captain Jack Sparrow. He's like, that way. I don't think that's how Captain Jack Sparrow talks at all. But this is really cool. And you got the fire coming out from the Rex's mouth, and he's actually got a tongue, a robotic tongue.
Yeah, that
attention
looks sick.
To detail. Everybody,
that's very sick.
Everybody needs a nice long tongue. Really dig that. Looks dope. I like it. Fucking chicken arms, of course. I got this.
Then why are they that sharp?
What, the teeth or the arm?
The fucking.
Yeah, I don't know. I dig it though, and it's just like.
Not really functional, but I like the attention to detail.
Still there, though.
Uniformed and stuff.
I got this thing that I want to read from Kotaku.com that sums it up really perfectly, a little bit more about what the game could have been about, in a sense, a little bit of a synopsis. And I quote from Kotaku.com. Kotaku.com. Project Nomad would have followed a myriad of rangers as they sought to free the planet Eltar from an unnamed occupying force. While a similar plot line played out at the end of the Power Rangers Turbo series, the Project Nomad concept art appears to depict an alliance between the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers team, their Alien Ranger counterparts, and the Zeo Rangers introduced in the eponymous fourth season. There's no word on how the game intended to handle many of these Rangers being the same person under the suit, but my guess is alternate dimensions because why not? And that's the end quote from Kotaku, Kotaku.com. I mean, so that sounds pretty cool though, dude. That sounds actually really dope. And it's supposed to be like an open world game, similar to like Arkham Knight, the Batman games, or like the Gotham Knights that's coming out soon. Yeah. Actually, 2022. Yeah. So, we could say soon, but you know, kind of, but not
really. As long as there's no further delays.
Yeah, as long as there's no further delays, which everything's getting delayed because fuck it. Fuck it. Yeah, I thought we were going to keep going,
so I was just like,
no, I don't know. I really dig this though, dude. It looks fucking dope, man. It looks dope. Let's throw up some pictures so we can talk about it with everybody, man. So we got some concept art here, and we see the Green Ranger, the Red Ranger, the Pink Ranger, the Blue Ranger, the Black Ranger, and the Yellow Ranger, the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Go, Power Rangers! Go, Power Danger.
I was going to say Stranger Danger.
Stranger Danger, oh my God. No, Power Dangers is when Power Rangers team up with Danger Mouse. That's what it is. Old school right there. Does anybody remember Danger Mouse? And it's like this power ray. It's called Power Dangers. And it's Power Rangers and Danger Mouse, and they're teaming up together, and they got to fight the ultimate danger. And the ultimate danger is Walter White. Because he is the danger. He is.
I am the danger.
We got the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers here. And it's actually really cool, dude. These suits look fucking amazing, dude.
You know what? This also kind of makes me like spin in my head and kind of go around.
Spinning around. You spin me around, like, right around.
You can imagine the amazing work that a lot of cosplayers put into their projects and stuff like that when they draw inspiration from certain games, movies, real life, you know, people, whatever, instead of that they want to cosplay as. Yeah. Like, man, I could only imagine had this game came out 5 years ago or whenever it was supposed to be released.
I said 2016, right?
Yeah.
2016, damn.
17, dude, 18, 19, 20, 21. Yeah, 5 years ago. Fuck. So had it released then, how many dope.
Damn.
Yeah, I used my fingers and down, all. Dude.
The fingers, dude, you were like 5 years ago. You just had it, dude.
You remember what I was telling you earlier?
Mathematician over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Watch out.
Fuck.
You remember what I was telling you about in the beginning about just straight confidence?
Yes,
you gotta roll with it as
fuck
if you already know the answer regardless of the answer.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So it's just like, 5 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You remind me of my geometry teacher, whose name I can't remember. We're just gonna say it's Mr. Calvin, though.
Mr. Calvin.
Mr. Calvin Jennings.
But like what I was saying, though, like, had this came out, like, I could only imagine the inspiration for, like, different people, different cosplayers that would have went after it, like a Red Ranger, Green Ranger.
Yeah.
And I mean,
This is
you know what was
dope
crazy,
rendition, dude.
Since we did the episode with Mike Patrone and all
I've
been seeing tons of Power Rangers
stuff.
So
much stuff, dude.
So much
Same
has
here,
just
man.
Flooded, like,
you know
my,
how it goes. It
you
just
know,
Instagram. Flooded. They're like, oh, my God. And then I get all wet from the anus. What?
What the fuck?
These look really cool, dude. These look really, really dope. You know what they kind of remind me of? Just a little bit, because they're kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Rip?
I guess like, no, besides the ripping though, too, Jack. Like glossy or like, there's a word I'm trying
oily.
To think of. I can't, oily. And they're fucking oil down their suits, dude. fuck, oh shit, Kelly. It reminds me a little bit of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie that came out when we were kids.
That would have been prior to them getting the
all the other Rangers.
No.
There's still Mighty Morphin back then.
But their suits were more like, I'm trying to think.
What is the word? But they were like.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
that was before they transformed. After he had lost the. What's his name? Oh my God!
Tommy?
Everybody, no, Zordon.
Zordon,
right? That's right before Zordon went down and they had to go to that jungle or that faraway place. I just
remember a street scene where they were all fighting in like a parking lot or something.
They were fighting Ivan Ooze.
Damn, dude, you're coming out with the names right now. I don't even remember. It's been so long, but I was all about the fruit, dude.
The alpha brain doesn't always work, but when it does, I have my moments of genius. So
yes, dude.
Let's continue with that genius.
Give it to me.
They were fighting Ivan Ooze because obviously he reveals himself. Yeah. He reveals his plan, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. That's where that scene came from. They had lost their powers because of Zordon was attacked. By Ivan Ooze. That's why he went off.
This was in the movie?
Yes, in the movie.
Fuck, I don't remember the plot of the movie at all.
I'm fucking telling you. I know little things that I know. Suits,
and I remember like a parking lot scene.
So Ivan Ooze even says, "You're going to fight my kids," or whatever. And it was all the like little weird crow looking things or whatever. So they fought him while he attacked Zordon. They lost their powers and they had to go off to that island. I forget what the island name is.
Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island. And they got their ninja powers or something like that. It was... Yeah.
OC ice cream. It's SpongeBob, Tweety, Captain America, and
we're
Sonic.
Doing a podcast,
I'm sorry. You saw the ice cream truck.
We're
was
doing
awesome.
A podcast.
It's like it was driving by purposely because they know that we're like a gaming movie and cosplay podcast, dude.
That needs some ice cream because they're heating up. From all the heat coming out of this
room
right now.
I swear in the distance I heard he quickly changed the music on the ice cream truck and it was like... Doo, 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 doo. He was like, I know.
Yeah.
Go, go, Ice Cream Ranger. Yeah. These look amazing, dude. These are absolutely dope. I'm sorry, but I got to say, the Green Ranger is my favorite. He's still my favorite. Always been my favorite.
You know what?
Next to the White Ranger, of course, as well. I've always dug the Red Ranger as well.
I would say...
But this suit, the Green Ranger, even though they're kind of all very similar, it's just kind of color changes in a sense, you know? But... I just like the way the Green Ranger looks.
For
all,
me,
like,
though, like
ripped
it,
and metallic. Metallic is the word I was looking for. They look kind of metallic, dude.
That
right?
was like 5 minutes ago.
I know, but it just came to me. Right? Does anybody agree? Is it kind of is metallic the right word? They look dope, dude.
You fucking threw me off. I was gonna say something.
You see how like when you go when you go down and you see the boots and everything? They got kind of the white on the boots.
That's not
how they usually are, right?
Rangers
that's
wise,
a dope rendition. If it's not.
Rangers wise, for me, for me, it was the obviously because of my crush on her, you know, the Pink Ranger.
Oh, the Pink Ranger, everybody's first crush.
We know that.
100%.
Favorite Power Rangers wise, though, from the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, I would say no particular order, but it definitely has to be between the Green and White Ranger first,
100%.
Red Ranger, Black Ranger, then Blue.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah, I kind of got, same thing, actually. I think I gotta go the same way.
It's that telepathic stuff, you know. We entered a different dimension, and we're
just
that.
Like, yeah, these are dope, dude. I really dig these.
Don't forget to hydrate.
And you can only hydrate if you go to the Side Project store. It's the only way that you're allowed to hydrate.
Look, I'm not going to tell you that your shirts are going to come out this small.
But they could. And you would feel great about yourself, men and women.
Do a couple burpees.
Yes.
Pull the shirt up a little bit so it makes it look like it's shorter.
100%. But you can only do it if you go to the Side Project store. Get your shit
now. Get it now.
Oh. Are you showing him your nipples?
No.
Look at my nipples.
It was going to make it weird.
In a Side Project tee. If you want nice looking nipples like we have, then you need to go to the Side Project store.
Get it to do.
Look close up.
You know, we have those moments where we think...
And I have a headache. Something I want to point out is look at the first image, and I'll do a side-by-side in editing, but the Green Ranger, right?
Take it in real quick.
No, watch. Take it in, because I'm not going to be able to do a side-by-side right now. But again, in editing, there'll be a side-by-side. And then there's a different concept art of the Green Ranger in this design. And
damn.
I kind of like
now.
Both.
Which design would you like better?
I know. Let's go.
We'll
back,
do a
we're not
poll.
Be able
we'll
to
give.
Zoom
we'll
up.
Give our opinion.
Yes.
Obviously, you're gonna have them posted.
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna put them side by side.
Which Green Ranger concept design do you like more? Or you know what would be cool too? Since we all we have is like speculation on this game. Mm-hmm. I would hope that you'd be able to customize them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Fuck yeah, Jimmy! Shit. Give it to me.
If I'm customizing them, then I'm making some kind of ultimate white
dude.
White and
no,
green
well,
Ranger.
I mean, it would still. Oh man, but they wouldn't let you. Let's just say for the sake of that example, because that's really actually really cool.
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing, and then it's like kind of breaking the lore there. Mm-hmm. But I mean, let's just say you were able to combine things, dude. If you were able to, and forgive me if this happens in Power Rangers, and like, I don't know because I stopped watching Power Rangers after Mighty Morphin. I did watch a couple episodes in different series, dropped, right? But like, yeah, I was like, this isn't cool anymore. No, I was, I don't know if it was that, but I just Mighty Morphin was like, my
just
favorite,
planted
dude.
The seed, and he just kind of.
But if you could combine them,
yeah,
and make like a Green Ranger, White Ranger cross.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, that would just be like my childhood wrapped up in one big hard-on.
I would say, because at some point, I believe we said that it would have been like, because of different dimensions, right?
Yeah. So you got different Rangers coming in from different universes and everything.
So when you're working with different dimensions, multiverses, and all kinds of different
in,
universes
if you
and all that.
Picture the actual timeline. Yeah. They're coming through the timeline.
You
and
never know, dude.
They bump heads, and then all of a sudden it creates a fusion.
And that would have been a great fusion ranger right there between a green and a white ranger.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
But I doubt that would happen because it would totally mess with the lore. But I mean, which one of these Green Ranger designs do you like more? You know, this one right here is a little bit more like the original design,
mm-hmm.
right? From the shows and the movies and everything. And this one's like maybe a more like a different take. Somebody else's design, like a custom design. Actually, different. There's three different variations here, actually. And then
because the top one had black. Yep.
Yeah, and then the customizations and everything. No, even just like right here, these two are different. Look at the shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know. Different. I'm looking at it.
And this one looks too. They don't have the white on the boots on these two.
That's what I'm telling you. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to. This one looks similar to the other one, except that it has like certain black parts in the leggings and stuff like
and
that.
And
the
boots.
The white boots are different.
Yeah, which one do you like more? I like
out of the three.
We're going to say that this is one, and then this one's two and three. I like one and two the best.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't really like three that much.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah. Three looks like he needs to eat a little bit more.
Slacking on that protein, son. He looks. He's ripped
in
number
beefy,
one for sure. Yeah,
you got beefy,
and then
you got the meat wagon.
Shit, you know, and then this guy. Well, he's not really that toned, but he's still standing like he's got some shit going on.
It's the angles.
Yeah, but anyway, these are dope.
I don't know if shit going on is properly because that could have been shit going on. So the angles stick to the song.
And then you got the Silver Ranger over here. Absolutely cool. You got three different concept designs: one, two, and three going on there. I think I like number one and number three.
Yeah.
Three's actually pretty damn cool.
Yeah,
I would like one and three, but in one and two, he looks a little bit more like the White Ranger as opposed to the Silver Ranger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would say three and then one.
Yeah.
I would say three and then one.
Yeah, I gotta go with you on that one too. Yeah. Three, one, and then two, only because I dig one actually the most.
Yeah.
But like I said, it doesn't really
give you the Silver Ranger kind of vibe.
I feel
like
it's a White Ranger more than it is a Silver Ranger. Mm-hmm. But then also number three looks more like the Chrome Ranger. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like super chromed out, but that's because it's metallic. Not Metallica, just metallic.
Metallica does the score or the music for this new series.
Power Rangers.
Could you imagine, dude? Yeah, that's not what we're gonna do. That's not what we want.
Look at this close up of the Red Ranger, though, dude. Looking mighty beefy, dude.
He got some cakes on him.
Yeah, dude. Looking mighty beefy. Looking really reminiscent of the old school Power Rangers, but like in a new way. This is Mighty Morphin. I dig it, dude. Looks absolutely dope. I like the whole white boot thing, dude. I'm digging that.
It just kind of plays.
Was that a thing? I don't remember.
The whole aesthetic of the character.
Yeah, I dig it. And then you got the Golden Zeo Ranger here, the Gold Zeo Ranger, which they actually have a spelling error that Juice pointed out here. And it says, unless we're fucking wrong, I don't know, man. But
I've been doing a lot of flexing lately.
It says Gold Zero Ranger in the concept design.
From what I saw.
Gold Zeo Ranger, man.
From what I saw, it's Zeo Rangers.
Yes, it's the Zeo Rangers.
And they even said it's a combination of the alien
counterparts. Yeah, the alien range, the Zeo Rangers and the Mighty Morphin. So somebody didn't, you know, what's it called?
Thanks for the concept, but didn't spell check.
Yeah, somebody didn't spell check. Come on, Jeff. What's going on here?
And here's somebody going to
put, Jesus.
Well, actually, guys, see what happened is that you guys got it wrong.
Just
it
like you
got a
fix
Zero
that.
Ranger.
You got to fix that because in 5 years, all this shit's going to leak. He knew. Jeff knew, dude. He was ahead of the curve. The Golden Zeo Ranger looks really cool. Golden Zeo Ranger looks dope, dude. I like number one.
He actually looks the most menacing.
I like them both.
To me, I would say that he looks like he would give the Green Ranger an ass whooping in this one.
You think so?
Yeah, dude. For concept number two,
concept number two looks like a mix between Iron Man, but the helmet reminds me of like Magneto.
Yeah, real magnetic.
Like the way the eyes are and everything. Yeah, it's the way the slits are. I dig them both, actually. I'm not going to lie. I dig them both.
Yeah.
But
I would
for me,
tell
because
you,
two reminds me a little bit of Iron Man, I'm going to go with one because it's a little bit more reminiscent of what the actual
Yeah, some people gold, got taste, some people
Zeo,
don't. You know, it happens.
Zeo Ranger actually looks like. And then off you
got... Not Zero Ranger.
You got the helmet designs over here, different weapon designs as well. Really cool dude. He actually, you're right, he does look one of the most menacing
right?
as well. And then we've got more of the Red Ranger concepts going on there. Really cool. I like number one on this that we've got up on the screen as well. And you see different helmet variations. So I'm seeing all these different variations. Again, it's just concept art. We don't know enough about how the game would have panned out, but I would hope
especially
that,
because it said it wouldn't have made it at that time. So could you imagine
the
people that didn't believe if they released this now?
Yeah,
and it does really well. It would be kind of like a slap in the face of that focus group that said, "Hey, this isn't it. This is
not a focus group,
or whatever you want to call it.
Design team,
the design team,
yes.
the focus group, the people who say
no.
yes or no to something
no.
coming to life."
I really dig number one though. This shit looks dope, and you got a lot more white. You got white
looks
on
like,
the
you know
on
what
the
it looks like. It looks
everything.
Like he has a lot
I
more strength.
That dude,
a lot more striations
right
in
here?
The chest.
Yes.
In the shoulders,
give it to me.
You know the bicep separation between that, and then what would it be? The gauntlets or like the arm pieces and all that.
Yeah,
I like that a lot better here because it looks more detailed.
Do you dig the helmets when they have like the lips, or do you dig them when there's no lips? Little design there.
I'm a lippy kind of guy.
I am a lippy dude.
But
yeah, I'm all about those lips.
The no lip design
look like
looks more. A little bit more intense, I want to say.
Kind of reminds me of
because
like,
this is more humanized.
What is it G.I. Joes that have? Is it the G.I. Joes that have those helmets like that too?
I think Snake Eyes has that helmet,
right?
Too.
It's like that, but with like no lip.
Yeah.
Where'd my lips go? Where'd my lips go? Anyway.
Nah, yeah. Honestly, I'm really digging
number two.
I look at it now, I'm digging number two's. Okay, that helmet with this body would be sick.
That might be dope. Which is that I think they were going for a closer reminiscent of like the Mighty Morphin on that one. But what I was going to say though is like we don't know. This is just concept art. And whenever you have concept art, you have several variations of everything that you are designing.
Said art,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of everything you're designing. But I would hope being that the style of game that they were going with and the fact that it's open world, that you would be able to customize what your Rangers look like.
Yeah.
Different headpieces, mix and match, do what you want to do. Slightly different color variations, but not like how NetherRealm did in Mortal Kombat 11. This is just me. I don't want to play as Scorpion in blue gear.
That makes
Sub-Zero.
That makes no fucking sense.
I don't want to play as Scorpion in green gear. That's just Reptile. You know what I'm saying? It should just be several different variations of said original style and color. Like, again, Mortal Kombat. If Scorpion, he's variations of that.
And that's also a way for you to include kind of like the generations or the people that watch certain series of that show.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
We saw the Mighty Morphin stuff.
Exactly. So then be able to customize it with the diamonds and different things going across. Yeah, different ways. But don't make a Red Ranger that's blue. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, and just call it a different skin because you got lazy.
I don't
or some
like
shit.
That. So just keep it different variations of red and different customizations. Different helmet styles, slightly different colors, like how some of them have the white boots and some of them don't. You know, you can customize like how you said where the striations would be on a body. You know what I mean? Like it's white here
pecs.
A little bit. You know, maybe the abs you could add like maybe it's red, but maybe it's black, but maybe it's a little bit of white. You know what I mean? Different little variations like that. But I don't want to be a Red Ranger that has like blue and pink and
that's no longer
a Red Ranger.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just want to say that. You got Goldar here.
I will tell you.
Beefy as shit.
Is there three different Goldars?
I don't know, because actually the screenshot that I have here says two and three,
that's
which makes me feel like there was a one,
okay.
another Goldar
let's
design that we don't
of,
have
Let's
here.
Just go off of the numbers in the screenshot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just two and three.
So, I love Goldar number three.
Me
had
too.
He had Goldar number two's wings, because
oh,
I feel that would have played a lot better to that.
I think they did that differently to do the contrast, because they've got a lot more gold going on with the armor.
No, but you could
so
even,
they were like, let's make the wings black.
You could even have done this style wing, but in black. Like this material, but black.
Oh,
you know
I get you. Yeah.
So I have to have more of that sharp feel to it.
And
that
it
more
seems
of
like
a,
maybe the number two, what we're calling it, well, I mean, it is number two. His wings, like the feathers are, it looks, forgive me if I'm wrong, maybe not. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're not actual feathers. It's like still metallic stuff or metal or something, as
which
opposed
why,
to number
which
three
is, I would
is
feel,
actual feathers.
Which I would feel that would have matched up better with this outfit, and you guys could decide as well.
Yeah, everybody's you got opinions. Yeah.
What would you want to have seen? That's
I dig it like this, man. It also looks like, again, it's just concept art, so I'm just making things up because we don't know how the game would have been. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's like, it would have been cool. Like, maybe you fight Goldar at one point stage in the game and he looks like that.
Upgrade his armor.
And then later he like upgrades and he's like, no, fuck this. You know what I mean? There's more Rangers than I thought. And he's you know, he's got,
so he has to beef up.
He's
got to
beef up and now he's like a fucking powered up. You know what
that literally looks like. That's what happened. Like, he fucking upgraded himself.
It looks like
himself.
That's what it would
be,
right?
His armor, his chest piece.
Like, Goldar!
The little red jewel in the middle. Dude. Like, come on, dude.
100%. We got some weapon designs here. You got the power swords and everything. You got the Red Rangers weapon designs. Uh-huh, you got the Green Rangers weapon designs. The flute. I always forget what it sounds like. We've played it in past like episodes. I always forget it. No, I forget the actual melody. You know what I mean? I'll throw it in editing right here. You got different designs for the T-Rex here. I think I like number two design better, dude. I think I like number two. Number one design looks a little too alien-like for me. And number two...
We're talking about imaginary robots.
I know. Yeah. But number two looks a little... As far as the head goes.
Okay.
Okay? I think the...
He likes heads.
Two looks more raptor-like, dino-like, T-Rex-like, whereas number one looks a little bit more alien-like.
You know what it, you
I kind of do
is?
Dig it.
You
and once again, how cool would it be if you can customize your Zords, dude?
Because they're just as important as a Power
they
Ranger.
They're just as important, dude.
Because they coincide with their Ranger that they're fighting with, or their style,
or
whatever.
If you couldn't customize your actual Zords separately... If you couldn't customize the dinos separately, then it would coincide with your armor. Like what you're wearing would make a difference on what it looks like. Okay. And maybe if you were customizing it showed like your Ranger in the customization menu. Like try to visualize it, right? Mm-hmm. You're looking at your Ranger standing in the customization menu and you're doing all your customizations. And then slightly in the background, I'm spitting all over the place, slightly in the background, it shows what your Zord looks like too, what your dino looks like. As you're customizing your Ranger, it's also changing what your...
So it's uniformed.
Yeah,
so
exactly. If you can't do it, my Jesus Christ! If you can't do it separately, then that's my only.
Nah, you know what? I like the, and I will say, like either way, my favorite was number two out of those. But I was kind of curious where your head was at. I like the aggressiveness and the color tone that the second one has. I definitely like the jaw setup, the jaw structure.
It's got a lot more.
It definitely looks
on
like it would have more of a snap to it, and that could also be how the when they edited or this came out or whatever, like the photo being dark on one side and being more shiny on the other. But either way,
I would have loved to see how this played
out
in a
jaw.
Game, dude.
That jaw setup right there is just amazing. It looks like it just.
Look how small he is compared to the human over there. You know what I mean?
I would hope.
Of course. Yeah, but I'm just saying. Yeah. But if that's how, you know what I mean? Imagine if when they all formed a Megazord, dude.
Yeah.
Like, dude, in the game, it must have been absolutely gigantic. I wonder what that gameplay would have been like, bro.
Like, his head is just...
It would probably, the camera would have to pan out so far, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or you just zoomed in right on the pelvis. Yeah. It's like, come on, what are you doing? You know what I mean? It's just all swinging around.
Now that you're talking about the pelvis, though, like... Can we talk about those beefy thighs right there?
Yeah,
like,
dude.
The second one's got beefier thighs than the first one. What it looks like? It looks like number one is like year one, two, like getting into it. And it looks like number two is like, all right, I'm seasoned. I'm a vet. I know what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm a lot more beefier because I know I need more.
Or you could go on the darker side of things and number two looks GMO'd. Like they syringed right into that thigh and filled it up. And they were like, we're selling this for $4.99. You know what I mean? Could have been that too. You never know, dude. You never know what they're doing these days.
It could actually be that number two got actual natural wholesome food, so he was able to.
That's another way to
pass all the nutrients how he should have.
He was at
Sprouts. Gained the correct muscular development.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because dinosaurs totally existed.
He was like, boo, 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 rip the roof off.
Watch out, Karen. I need my damn peaches.
Salad bar, $13.99. You know what I mean? He was in there, dude. Hey, those salads were good, though. I'm not gonna lie, dude. We used to go there all the time.
You remember the days we just spent money recklessly?
Oh, God, those days, man. To be young, naive, dumb, and just have moolah. I don't know, man.
Lots of devil's lettuce.
We're spending a lot of time on this because I think it's actually really cool, though, dude. And I would have loved to see how this game would have played out, everything that you could do.
You also
I don't think we
think,
have any real
think,
dope
too, though,
Power Ranger games.
You also got to think. Oh, man.
There's like a fighting game, I think. But
besides that, though, like... you got to think, we're just looking at stills right here. How awesome it would have been to see them in action.
Yeah, did they even get that far? You know what I mean? Should have looked into it more. But from what I was reading about it, I didn't see anything about if they got any further than concept art. I'm not certain, but this didn't happen. Shit,
anybody who works in like digital animation or anything like that that knows how to do these things, like, you should come up with like
a... Somebody pitch this? Like, repitch this game, dude.
Yeah.
Because this looks dope. Even for 2016, this looks absolutely amazing.
And if that's what they were doing back then, you got to also think, if it would have came out back then, it did extremely well because it looks very futuristic. Some of the stuff looks really good.
Dope, dude. It looks like it would have been Arkham Knight style, dude.
It would have been ahead of its time, and I feel that if it would have done well, imagine their next step
the
up from this.
The sequels that they could have done. Yeah, oof, dude. I'm just sad that I didn't get to see like a White Ranger concept art, dude. You know what I mean? Mm. I want to see more concept art, dude. I mean, this is dope. And I still am stuck on, like, I wonder how the battles would be with the dinos and everything, with the Zords, and, like, when you do the Megazord. Like, I wonder what those battles would be like, dude.
Yeah.
So you're balancing, like, battles the Rangers, and then...
It would have went from, like, a fighting style, and then it would have went to, like, a
Titanfall type. Yeah, dude. Yeah, Titanfall.
Basically, that's how you're going to only be able to explain or get, like, a full capture.
Yeah, because, like, what other game would you play something that large? I'm trying to think. I'm sure there definitely is. There's, like, Shadow of the Colossus, but you're not controlling the Colossi. You're battling them, and you're just a human, though, and you're climbing on top of them. But I'm just saying, as far as gameplay style goes, with something absolutely gigantic, you know what I mean? They handled that game very well, but you're not playing as those things. I guarantee you there's games out there, and I'm just drawing a blank, but Titanfall's a great one because it's like a machine.
Yeah, it's
you're
the mech suits
machine,
and all that.
Like,
yeah,
you're doing the whole thing. Like, that's a great example, dude.
Mm. I have my genius moments, I'm telling you, dude.
And it said it would be co-op, too. And I wonder if they would have done... I'm sure they would have. 2016. How deep was online gameplay in 2016, dude? I can't even think. I don't even remember. Yeah. I mean, it definitely was a thing, of course. But co-op, too, dude? I would only hope that it would be couch co-op alongside online play if you wanted to. And it's open world. If it was online play... Dude, if they could make it, like, super open world online play where it's almost kind of like an MMORPG where you could just, like, join people.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like a whole world.
They have their setup, what they're doing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, and it's, like, a whole world. And you can, like... It's almost like you go on, like, Dungeons and Raids. You think, like, World of Warcraft or Elder Scrolls or, like, Destiny or something. Which they said it wasn't going to be like that, so I'm adding elements to the game, but I'm just saying
concept
that would be
art
dope.
Anyways. Yeah. It never came to light. So
it never,
like,
came to light. So if they were to bring it back, they could what's the word I'm looking for?
Improve.
They could improve upon things.
On their
be
idea,
like, okay, we kind of wanted it to be a Batman Arkham Knight style type open world thing, but now we're thinking, like, what if we were to expand on this and make it more like open world MMORPG? Or even like such a sub GTA or Red Dead Redemption where you could just, like, join everybody and just do shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that would be really dope, dude. I'm really stoked for this.
I'm really stuck on that Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, I could actually talk about this for a long time. But you know, we gotta break up the monotony just a little bit, though, because it's still kind of on par with everything we're talking about. And get into this week's cosplay of the week! And I'm not going long today. I'm not doing it. And this week's cosplay of the week is Dez Putty Ranger, and I'm throwing it up on the screen right about now.
You know what? And it's as you're doing this clip, you should totally play the Mighty Morphin. And then you get the cosplay of the week.
This is Goldar, and it's absolutely awesome, dude. Dez Putty Ranger. Excuse me. And
that's how excited he was.
Yeah. And it's old school, dude. It's old school style, man. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And it's looking dope, man. There's really not much to say because it literally is exactly old school. Goldar old school.
I honestly want to know, too, like, with a lot of this, I'm curious about the details. Like, was this, like, foam work that he did?
Yes.
Obviously, you know, and, like, let's get into just the helmet alone, like, the helmet piece, because we saw that, and if you look back
and
I've seen other pictures
that he takes it off, so it's a full helmet with the face and everything, and the armor on top.
If you did this
yourself, what
did you use to make certain things? Because, like, 100%. I mean, just like, the chest piece.
Yeah.
The fur, I like the little fur piece that would be technically his fur, and if you look at the detail. You come down and it's two big ass teeth right there.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Hit me with it. Oh, talk to me.
You know what I'm saying?
I dig it, dude. And the red eyes and everything. It's looking amazing. Yes, dude. And he's got, it's obviously some type of gloves or something, I would assume.
It's right? Unless it's like a gauntlet prosthetic piece. It's like the gauntlet piece and then like the, you know, the glove pieces. But like, even if you zoom into it. Yeah, that's what I was going to
do. Put it on a chalkboard and make everybody squeal. Look at dope. And then you also got like shakes next to you as well. This guy over here with the shakes. I feel like that's from something and I kind of recognize it, but I can't pinpoint it. But shout out to him, dude, over here just handing out milkshakes and shit, dude. Love it, dude. Hey, give me one.
Can't have any dairy. Goldar does
you
that?
Have vegan?
You know vegan what? You know, hey, fucking Monty.
Is it not Monty's any vegan? I'll take a vanilla. You got peanut butter? Yeah, I'll take a peanut butter. Fuck it.
You remember Monty's shakes?
I do. That place was bomb, dude.
Yeah.
That, as far as the shakes go. That place what, was bomb,
you know what? Please let us know. What is Goldar's favorite kind of shake?
Let me know, dude, which one did you take here? I just want to know which shake did you take.
You know what? I'm feeling fucking he's a Ryan. Real strawberry vibes kind of guy.
He might be, dude. Takes a minute after fighting the Rangers.
But then the vanilla,
like,
though, the vanilla would match his armor.
Vanilla's classic, though, too.
Yeah.
Vanilla's classic. Yeah. Everybody likes vanilla, dude.
Maybe they need to get a little Neapolitan action going in there.
Maybe he mixes it all up,
a
dude.
A little hybrid.
Because he's over here fighting all the Rangers, and they're all kinds of different colors. Yeah. So after a long day, he goes back, and he's got it in his mind. So he's like, you know what? Just mix them all together, dude. Just throw them in one thing, and I'll just...
Give me the bat that you're making.
And he also, he doesn't sip it casually. He just... real, and it's gone. It's just gone, dude. It's all over his face. They're like, hey, dude, Goldar, come on. There's people around. Anyway, Dez Putty, this is really dope, dude.
Yeah.
Goldar classic, old school style, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers type shit. I'm digging it, man.
Please, DM us, let us know in the comments, wherever, once this becomes a promo clip.
Everything
let us know the detail work, how long it took you to piece things together. Yeah. You know, did you use, did you outsource to other people?
Yeah, man.
You know, I'm definitely curious to know that because that's something that's important behind every cosplay is like the details and all that kind of stuff. And of course, we want to give credit where credit is due. And if you did this work
yourself, dude,
how long did it take you to do that?
How long did it take you, dude? Just throwing water at him and shit, just trying to baptize him? Damn, how long did it take you, dude? Exercise the demon. Dez Putty Ranger, your Goldar cosplay of the week for us is amazing. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
End scene.
Technically, we could round this episode out and leave you with a short episode this week. We could.
Yeah. But and since we're doing this live, we're going to ask you.
I don't know. I know,
right? Do you want
us
to end now?
Do you want us to end this now? Ding, ding, ding. A poll pops up on the screen. Ding, ding, ding. People are like, what the fuck?
Well, regardless of what you say, we're going on.
We're
going
to keep doing it.
Must go on.
By the time this episode comes out, everybody already knows that Venom Let There Be Carnage has been delayed for the 2700th time.
I thought you were going to say that it was going to release on time because everything has been getting delayed.
I wish. I'm getting sick of this shit. Yeah. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, you know what, though? Somebody, I forgot where... also said that this delay could possibly delay Spider-Man's No Way Home.
Yes. Sony Pictures has delayed Venom Let There Be Carnage from its September 24th, 2021 release date to 3 weeks.
Hey, you know what?
October
15th, that's not that
21.
Bad, though. Because if somebody would have told me,
but what
like,
is
hey,
bad?
It's getting delayed 3 months, 4 months,
that would
then I'm
piss
like,
me
shit,
off.
Did you guys not finish something? Did you guys brush up on something?
Like, what's happening here? You guys know something
weeks?
That I don't?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you only work there. Please let us know why you're not releasing on time.
But the bad news is what you said, which is this
delay,
could possibly delay No Way Home as well, is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. Speaking of No Way Home, Tom Hardy wants a Venom Spider-Man crossover really badly. His nipples are super hard about it. Mm-hmm. I quote, I hope and strongly with both hands, which
and hard nipples.
With both hands? Yeah. What?
With both hands.
Who says that? He says it's such a like elegant, I hope and strongly with both hands push eagerly. Push. I've got to do a, he's British, right?
Isn't he British? So,
is
so
he British?
That, so to them.
I hope and strongly with both hands. I don't even know if that's British. Let's just not do this. Push eagerly toward that potential and would do anything to make that happen.
Such a anything you
say. Heart-filled way to say, hey, I'd really like to do that, you guys. So he really wants to be a part of the MCU or have Spider-Man.
And you know what, though? It
Venom
makes sense, though, because...
Of course. It's Spider-Man.
They cross paths.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just meant 100%. To happen.
Yeah. Which Kevin Feige talks about it, too.
And definitely could redeem themselves from that fucking tragedy that was the black Spider-Man suit that was supposed
exactly.
to be.
Exactly. Exactly. Which Kevin Feige also talks about Venom's potential inclusion in the MCU as well. And he says, having been with Marvel for 20 years, I wouldn't dismiss anything. I wouldn't rule out completely. I wouldn't rule anything out completely when and how and where.
Remains to be seen.
Remains to be seen.
So, I mean, he probably does
very
have it in a...
Very tight-lipped about it.
You know
very
what?
Tight-lipped
but
about
you know
it. There's
what,
been
though?
Rumors
I
about
have,
this for a long time that it's
I
happened,
have
though.
Complete faith in Feige and what he does and his vision hasn't let us down.
My eye is twitching right now.
It's definitely been a big positive for them. So I think that him throwing that out there is just probably planting the seed now.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to like lay down and say, hey, this date because shit, our
yeah,
movie's getting delayed.
You never know
weeks,
anything.
You
know? So, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know, dude. I mean, how did you feel about the... We won't go too deep into it because it's been quite a while now. But how did you feel about the Let There Be Carnage, the second trailer?
So something that was very interesting to me and I brought up and you reminded me, but I wanted Carnage... Being that he is going to be the counterpart, the evil guy, the guy that he's fighting against, I would have expected him to be a little bit more beefier. I understand.
But he's not.
That's what I was getting to.
He's
I understand
slim.
That more comic accurate would be the slimmer version and somewhat of what we got. But me personally, I just, you know.
That's just what he is.
Yeah, but and
then.
Go
with Riot
at
then.
Fuck, Riot.
Riot was gigantic, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like the actor that played him, though.
Nah, yeah. That,
but I liked Riot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy. I kind of liked it. I kind of had a little bit hope
for it.
Yeah,
I liked it better than the first
trailer. There's certain things that I understand are going to take a little bit more time until we see more or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, from what I see, it's exciting. Am I excited to wait another 3 weeks? No, because
at least it's only 3 weeks. I'll be optimistic about it this time.
No, but I'll tell you this, though, and this is just me personally. Like, as I start seeing more delays on any given movie, it doesn't have to be Marvel, DC, whatever. On any given movie, the longer you delay something, I kind of start losing interest. And I'm waiting for the next thing to move on.
The hype isn't as strong anymore for me.
Yeah, because you got me all excited. I'm like, fuck
yeah. You got me pumped, dude.
I'm going to go see it this day. I'm going to round out my summer. And it's just like, no, you're going to start your fall winter with this.
Yeah, it gets tiring, you know what I mean? It just gets a little tiring, dude.
No, and you know, and honestly, at the end of the day, what really does, like, it's kind of getting to me, and I'm trying to be optimistic about it, is if it does delay No Way Home, because there's already been so much hype and build up behind No Way Home.
I'm tired of delaying No Way Home. I want to see it, dude.
Yeah.
I want to see this movie,
so
and
if
I don't
it does
want
affect
to do
that,
just that, where it buries the hype a little bit.
Yeah.
And the interest. I don't want it to do that.
Yeah.
The Let There Be Carnage trailer, I dug it way more than I dug the first
original trailer,
but I still stand by my statements that I've said in previous episodes where I'm just worried that it's going to be super cheesy, and I'm tired of that shit, dude.
But
I'm
you
so
know
tired
what, though?
Of that shit.
He has a lot of potential, and I know that you might feel a certain way about the actor and all that, but like I think that he can bring this in. I think that he'll make a good counterpart to him.
Oh, Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, Woody Harrelson will make a good counterpart to him, and it'll make the dynamic will be interesting, but I do fear that because also a lot that we saw from Venom coming back around was a lot more cheesier this time. He wasn't as
brutal. And
they
changed his voice a little
bit. Yeah, slightly.
They changed the effect.
Yeah, and then like you see he kind of kids around when he was making him breakfast and all that. Like that little kind of shit.
That's not Venom.
Yeah, so if you guys are already changing that, it's kind of...
Yeah.
You know?
I have no enthusiasm for
this along
portion.
With delays is making me lose interest, and that sucks because I'm a diehard fucking Venom fan. I'm a big, I'm
too,
huge
dude.
Into that series and everything that it brought around and the potential that could come out of it, like seeing Riot again, seeing Riot again, Riot again, Riot, seeing Riot again. Riot again.
And that's no knock to anybody who's digging it. You're allowed to dig it. You're allowed to have
like
your
I said,
opinions.
That's my
just like
opinion.
We're allowed to have our opinions.
It's not like I'm saying I'm the sole person that's allowed to comment and say this. Like
could be, but we're not saying that though.
Yeah. Well, we're not there yet.
Which by the way, did you see I gotta send it to you. I don't know if I sent it to you, but did you see the new I didn't actually read the whole comic. I watched who is it? I can't remember who it is right now. I think it's Variant Comics or something on YouTube. I can't remember the exact name. Really dope dude. Looks like Jar of Retro's doppelganger. Looks like Mike's doppelganger. A little heavier set doppelganger. He looks like a twin that could have been from a different timeline. And he was talking about one of the new Venom comics that came out where it's an older Eddie Brock who he's still like an anti-hero, but he's more on par with... he's more accepted. He's more widely. I don't remember the whole exact storyline. Forgive me. It's been a while. I got to go back and look at it and read it again and watch that video as well if I don't read the whole thing. Where Venom's a little bit more accepted with like the Avengers and everybody. He goes to like the Avengers headquarters and talks with Captain America and Black Panther and everybody and everything.
See, and that's
it's an older Eddie Brock too, with gray hair and everything.
Yeah, more seasoned than everything.
He's a little bit more on par with Spider-Man. They go and they get coffee together and they talk and they this and that. And he's also I can't remember what it is. I think he killed.
That worries me though that if like even with this, even with this now, right, where Tom Hardy is like pushing so hard for there to be a crossover, and how they're making him more cheesy, and I hope they don't turn down his like violent brute side just to fit in with everything that's kind of going on.
Yes,
with
I know, but I'm talking about the comic.
No, this I know, but as you said that, that's what made me also think about
but
that.
In this comic, it's an older Eddie Brock, and I think he killed Null. The oh God, I'm drawing a blank right now. You guys know if you're comic fans, Null is the head of the symbiotes and shit. I can't remember all everything it's called. I think he killed him, and then he got all these like extra powers, and now he can like he senses things more. He's got like mind control or telepathy or something. I can't telepathy. I can't remember. Forgive me if I'm butchering the shit out of this right now. I can't remember every little detail. But he can also like split himself into different places. So while he's having coffee with Peter Parker,
he could be
he's
somewhere
also
else.
At the Avengers headquarters.
Yeah.
Right? And then in the comic as well, the Venom symbiote attaches to Eddie's son. And he becomes the new Venom, dude.
Damn.
Spoiler
and that's
alert.
And that's spoiler alert. And that's how you keep...
That's how the story keeps going. Yeah. And it's a really dope story, dude. I'll find the actual YouTube video that kind of summarizes it, and I'll even put it in the links for anybody that wants to go down and watch that and summarize it, and then maybe you'll be interested in going and actually getting the actual comic. And I'll send it to you after this show's over.
Of course.
But anyway, we'll wrap this up as well with the whole universe stuff and, I mean, multiverse stuff and everything going on in the MCU. Somebody that I really want to see come into the MCU and now that they're doing all these different things is Ghost Rider, dude. Let's bring back Ghost Rider, man. I think we spoke about that with Imposter as well recently, right? Fucking Ghost Rider, man. The Walking Dead star Norman Reedus is still hoping to play the MCU's version of Ghost Rider. And I believe that whole Norman Reedus talk being Ghost Rider
would have been the Johnny Blaze version, right?
It would have been the Johnny Blaze version, but I believe that all started just due to like social media, like fans
wanting
petitioning
to
like a Norman Reedus would be great, and then it caught on to him, and he was like, "I'll do it." You know what I mean? Yeah. Marvel
and
reaches out to me.
And he already clearly has the motorcycle skills. If you've watched The Walking
Dead,
he's got
the look too. Yeah. He's got the look down. Dude.
He has the whole Johnny Blaze look down for sure.
I think he could do it, man. But there's rumors saying that Marvel wants Gabriel Luna to come back as Ghost Rider for the MCU, which I believe that was in his version. Robbie Ray as Ghost Rider was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., right? I think it was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Which would mean that if he were to come back, they're going to do that version.
They're going
to
do that
Johnny
version.
Johnny Blaze would be out the door.
And I've seen some people saying, well, we could have two versions.
No.
We don't need two versions
so
of
like
everybody.
That's one thing
just
that people need to understand.
You know what I mean?
It does not. Yeah, and especially because you're going to make it a lot more complicated for somebody who's not in tune to certain things.
Yeah,
they're going to be like,
two Ghost Riders? What's going on here?
You know what I mean? There's only certain key characters that need to be like doubles or different or anything like that.
Spider-Verse thing that they're building. Okay, that makes sense.
Outside of that, don't mess it up.
We don't need to do it for every character.
And then again, you got to be careful how you do it too. So let's,
But who would you want more though? Would you want the Johnny Blaze version with Norman Reedus or the Robbie Reyes version with Gabriel?
I'm flat out going to go on, how do you say it? On the record. And say that I would have been all for Norman Reedus.
Me too.
Doing the Johnny Blaze version.
Yes. I do see that maybe they're also looking at it like Gabriel Luna is a younger actor. So longevity.
More of a lifespan.
Exactly.
More like,
longevity for the character. You know what I mean?
True, what they're doing.
Because you know they've got these things planned out like another 10 years. So I'm assuming that maybe they're looking at a Robbie Reyes version for longevity.
And clearly, I mean, I think clearly his success on the show and everything that he probably did
I think
during
people
that
liked
time.
Him, right? People, I've never watched it. I've seen clips though. Hey, look, I'm open to both. Don't get me wrong.
Nah, me
but
flat
I mean,
out on the record right now.
The original
box.
Yes.
Baby.
Give
watch
me the original.
Johnny Blaze with Norman Reedus.
Blaze me up.
Blaze
me up. Yeah, I take them both though. I'm not gonna lie, and I would be open to both, but I lean slightly a little bit more towards Johnny Blaze. Which version of there's a Cosmic Ghost Rider too, dude? Cosmic Ghost Rider. Let's look this up. Totally spelled everything completely wrong.
But they knew what you were talking about though.
Cosmic Ghost Rider is a fictional superhero appearing in an American. His physical appearance and origin are an amalgam. I always pronounce. I said it right, actually. Of Punisher and Ghost Rider. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Frank Castle version of Cosmic Ghost Rider, dude.
Yeah.
Punisher and Ghost Rider. I mean, not that I want this.
No, in the MCU. Let's not do that.
Because that's
only going to complicate things.
But I just always thought it was crazy dope.
Out of the two choices that we would have, like I said, I'm going to stick on. Yeah. I'm going to speak for everybody else.
Everybody wants Johnny Blaze.
Norman Reedus.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's go. Make it happen.
Make it happen. Put it right down my throat.
What? And I know I'm crossing completely different, like Marvel, DC, whatever.
Right.
But. Let's go with the dark side old saying, ready the armada.
Ready the armada.
We'll do it ourselves. Start with the
hashtag.
What is the actual hashtag?
No, I know. What is the actual way again? Ready the armada. We'll do it the old. What is it again? Oh my god, I can't remember.
Do this myself or something like that.
No, that's Thanos.
Yeah.
We'll do it the old ways or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway.
You know what I was trying to say.
Yes. Thank you guys for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all of those beautiful things that you do over on YouTube.com/Side Project Podcast. When you go down, you hit that big red subscribe button. It goes, go, go, power project. It's project. Go, go, power project. 100 sexy project points. And that's what you get. That's what you get if you subscribe. That's what you get. You do it. It's free. It's all for you. Right now, we're just handing them out. Fuck it. We don't know. You get 100 Zords. That's what you get. Hey, sexy Zords. You
start a pack of fucking gigantic.
Where are you going to keep them? I don't know. You better have a couple acres of land. Thank you for listening on Apple, on Google, on Spotify, and all the things you listen on. You rate and review. You give the thumbs up. You do all those things. We appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts. Oh, it's fisting. Oh, Juice, tell them where they can find you.
Across all social media platforms, and I'm not purposely doing this right now to flex. But you can find me at Captain_Juicebox. If you watch me on Twitch on the times that I am on there, it is twitch.tv/JuiceboxSP.
Yes. And if you're looking for me, you can find me at IGHChazzy on Instagram, and everything else will be right here. La, 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 la. If you're looking for the both of us, the duo, the magnificent, you can find us on Instagram at
Side Project Podcast.
Yes, gonna have to compress the living fuck out of that. Because you
Side
know.
Side Project Podcast.
See, I'm getting out of here, dude. Because my headache is combobulating. I don't know what the fuck that means, dude. Just hit him with some pistols, man!